Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures finished the week very strong today, with corn up 10 to 11 cents. December, new crop corn up 10 and a quarter at 409 and a quarter. Beans also strong. July beans up 10. November beans up 9 and a quarter. That puts November at 955 and three quarters. And then wheat futures were the leader to the upside today. July Chicago up 18 at 533 and three quarters. And then July Kansas City up 19 and a half at 575 and a half. One of the main reasons are hedge funds buying on behalf of the U.S. dollar being so weak. The U.S. dollar index was down 150 points here at 98.10 in June. And that, of course, has sold off from a buck even a few days ago. And anytime that goes down, that improves, of course, the export possibilities for anything that we produce here in the U.S. Now, the wheat was strong today on the heels of a little bit drier forecast. They take any sort of rainfall out. And then, of course, we didn't get rainfall as much as we thought over the last few days. And that could possibly make wheat not as produce as much. But at this point, the wheat crop overall looks pretty good. But we, of course, as always, still need rain.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Informa Economics released their latest round of acreage guesses this morning. Now, they put corn at 88.5 million acres, down 75,000 acres from their last report. Bean acres, 87.5 million acres, down 547,000. A lot of traders were surprised they took such a hit on the soybeans, given the fact that the soybean price is so good. Now, 87.5 million acres would still be a record number of acres produced for beans or planted for beans. Wheat acres, 56 million. Last month, they said 54.8 million. So they raised wheat to be in line with where the USDA is at. The USDA says all wheat acres are going to be 56 million. Now, last year, we were at 56.8 million. So it's still lower than last year. Now, winter wheat, 40.9 million acres. Last year is 42.5. So winter wheat acres really took a hit. This afternoon, we have a on-feed report. On-feed is expected to be 99.5% or 10.662 million head. Placed, 93.3% expected, 1.54 million head. And marketed, 97% or 1.5 million head.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In recapping your markets, April live cattle 35 higher at 158.35, June up 25 at 150.47. April feeder cattle 17 higher and at 216.20 and May down 27 at 215.40. April lean hogs 32 higher at 58.45 and May down 40 at 68.27. In the grains, May Kansas City wheat up 19 and a quarter at 569 and a half. July up 19 at 575. May Chicago wheat 18 higher at 530. May corn up 11 and a half at 385. July up 11 and a quarter at 392 and three quarters. May soybeans 12 higher at 973 and three quarters. And July up 11 and a quarter at 978. May cotton down 13 at 62.82. July up 8 at 63.40. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.